This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, hour number two. We have Greg Ford here, amazing warrior, and I call co-host here. Greg Ford, medical doctor and medical military intelligence officer, renditions from Iraq, knows about the origin of not only the coronavirus, but also bioweapons, which were later transferred to China, which was the basis for the coronavirus and the vaccines. I happen to know from my knowledge, which integrates with yours, that the vaccines of the people in Wuhan, aggregated by 5G network, actually was the basis for the spread of the plague, which the Chinese decided they were going to use a bioweapon against the West, which we'd given them the components. We're dealing with some very basic processes here, and I got a couple of complaints saying I didn't give you enough time to do a proper response, but I just want to summarize. The real battle is whether or not we deal with the family or individuals and humanity that are created by our Creator. And on the other side, Satanism or transhumanism or he talks about aeromonic evil. We talked about this in this little clip. What we're dealing with here, and if you actually choose to say who's on which side, the New World Order, which is based on Klaus Schwab in Europe and in the United States, and look at our, you know, wokeness, including things like Disney Corporation and so on, we're on the wrong side of this issue. Even though we have a lot of churches here, they're not really, and some of them are pro-life, we're not really dealing with the fact that our culture itself is trying to destroy the family. And when we look at what's going on in Russia, now we have to stand back and, to, you know, from a, let's say, galactic viewpoint. Russia basically says they're trying to remove the Nazis from the eastern part of Ukraine. And that's why about the last 7 or 8 years they've been bombing, the Ukrainians have been bombing the Nazis and the Russians there because they wanted to speak Ukrainian, not Russian. But the population there are primarily Russian. In fact, they were the original people who built the rockets for the Russians, you know, before the 1989 fall of the Soviet Union. What we're dealing with is the Russians think that their version of the family and the human race is incompatible with a globalist, you know, called Grand Reset, including not only an economic reset, but the reset of the biology of the human race, which includes running the coronavirus and the vaccines and other epigenetic things that they want to do to change the human race. So I think the ultimate battle here is actually between God created mankind and the, if you want to call it, transhumanism that can either be satanic or aeromonic. Does that make sense?
It certainly sounds reasonable, especially in the face of what's going on right now.
Yeah, and when you actually look at the psychology about, say, from the Russian side, and they're convinced their people... they convince their people that, you know, the reason why the Russians are there in Ukraine is primarily to what we call denazificate. Now, there's some fairly strong Nazi groups in there, and we had our own people training the Ukrainians over the last 8 years after we changed their government and put in Zarenko. But Zarenko's latest statement is that he calls in Ukraine the ultimate enlarger Israel. Because there's a large amount of Jews there, but a lot of them are not just regular Jews, they're Khazarian Jews, which were converted in the 9th century by King Balaam to become Hebrew, if you want to call it, rather than becoming Christian under the Catholic Church or Orthodox or under Muslim. So what we're dealing with right now is we're dealing with something that I consider is crystallizing as we're dealing with various sides in this that are either pro-family or pro-transhumanism. And believe it or not, as bizarre as it seems, even though we see this battle, for example, in this area of Bucha, which is a town north of the capital of Ukraine in western Ukraine, they try to claim that you know, I saw some clips on Alex Jones there on banned video, that brings into question whether or not this is an actual false flag put together because they want people to believe that Putin's just doing war crimes. Well, if he did total war crimes, he would just shut off the power and lights and the people would just starve to death or they wouldn't be wanting to go back to their own homes and various cities. Now, yes, there is battle and there is death on both sides because that's war. War is ugly. But my suspicion is that what's happening is, because we don't see it from the point of view of the person on the other side of the battlefield, we don't understand exactly what's going on here in terms of why we're doing what we're doing and why they're doing what they're doing and who's ultimately going to win in this situation. So I'd like you to put your perspective on that and explain where you think things are going, because I think this is going to be, keep on going on. The directors of our military have talked about the idea this may last for years. It can't last for years. If it does, it'll bankrupt the United States and bankrupt NATO. It'll cause the world economy to crash, and it'll cause food shortages and massive population depopulation with loss of fertilizer, fuel, and food. I think we're headed toward, in the next year or two, a cataclysm of economics, food supply, and a very quick movement toward chemical, biological, nuclear warfare. What's your opinion?
I believe all the above, and then some. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn. Your turn to talk now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, if I remember correctly, when I was in Ukraine, and it's very odd that everybody's talking about this Nazis that are present there, and they're doing all these bad things and so forth. Well, I'm having a little trouble with this, and the reason why is when I was there in Ukraine, in Lviv, which everybody can see on their maps, you know, every evening now, I was there with a multinational force, and we were actually training and working and training the Ukrainians, and we were actually given to practice with real T-72 tanks, and that's what we're seeing on the streets of Ukraine right now.
Right.
But one of the things I need to point out is that when I was on the main highway, okay, out of Lviv, and we were actually driving down the road, I looked at, and this is a sign of the times. I looked at to see who the members of my crew were on this Russian tank. And we had a Russian driver, we had an Italian tank commander from the Carabinieri, we had two Americans, okay, on the tank, and so we were going down the road, and one of the actual driver says, hey, let's take a drive out to the taiga, the Russian forest. And so that sounded like great fun to all of us. So we went out through the forest outside of Lviv, going east in Lviv. And we broke out into a meadow. And everybody's probably saying, well, what's this guy talking about? What kind of insanity is this? Well, it's like this. We broke out into a meadow. And with a silver poplar forest around it, and it was something that no one was expecting. And they talk about the Nazis in Ukraine. Better think again, all right? Because we came out into a field with at least 500 to 600 dead German soldiers that had been there since World War II. And they were lying on the ground, complete with, and we know they were Germans because of their helmets. Okay, completely.
Are you talking about the actual physical bodies were just laying on the ground?
The physical bodies were laying on the ground in uniform still.
You're kidding.
And the weapons were there with them. Okay, everything was in a strong state of decay and disarray. Of course, as you might imagine, but they had been killed there. When the Germans had come through on the road from Lviv with the Heinz Guderian tank columns on their way to Russia, and so there was at least 500 there dead, and I I turned and asked the tank commander, I said, why on earth are all these bodies, what are these bodies doing here? And he said, you know, why? What's wrong? Because they are German, and they invaded us. And so, as far as we're concerned, hey, leave them right where they are. Don't bury them. Don't do anything to them. And so, with that in mind, I realized that I was dealing with some really strong emotions. Okay, and
right.
dealing with the Ukrainians and dealing with the Russians. And but that was their response was there was so much hatred towards the Germans that they call them Nazis now. I don't believe for one second that there's Nazis running around Ukraine, or anything.
Why are they bringing up this theory though? And there, people are actually taking a picture.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.
Through the bumper. Okay, we're getting through the bumper here. Now, I want you to explain this about your training, because I'm hearing these kind of crazy stories. Like, for example, I find it hard to believe that the Russians are pulled back from Kiev, or that there's one town where they slaughtered all these people in Bucha, and they're calling it a war crime. And I hear about those neo-Nazi stories, I'm thinking, why am I hearing all these weird stories? And I'd like you to explain it, because people are waiting for your expertise to understand this, because this war in Russia and Ukraine is going to cause three things. First, the collapse of the world economy and maybe the petrodollar. collapse of food supply, and as we march toward more and more conflict, which could increase the chances of Russia trying to take back other parts of the former Soviet Union, World War III, and a chemical, biological, and nuclear exchange at some point down the road. So I'd like you to explain this with your training that you went down in this camp. So go back now and repeat that again, please.
Okay. So this was in Camp Roberts, okay? Everybody knows where it is in Southern California. And the important thing is this, is that I was at Camp Roberts, and I was also at Hunter Leggett. Hunter Leggett was the testing ground for our M1 Abrams tanks. And all testing was done. These are the jet-powered tanks that we developed, and they were later removed from our control, from the U.S. military control, because at the time Ford Motor Company was actually they were facing bankruptcy. So as a matter of fact, they're at Hunter Leggett. They developed these tanks that were very poor operating tanks in comparison to the Chrysler engine jet tanks that were actually approved for warfare in this area in Eastern Europe, like the Fulda Gap, like I've discussed on your show,
right.
The Fulda Gap, and also Russia and Ukraine.
Now, the Fulda Gap is one that's all mined and so on. The Russians could bring their oil through the Fulda Gap, right?
That's absolutely correct. Hmm. And
that one covers what? That Fulda Gap goes through. Does it go through Ukraine and Georgia or Hungary or whatever, right? Through Eastern Europe? What's the Fulda Gap direction? What is it?
Yeah, it runs from Ukraine over to Poland and Germany.
Right, so that's it would allow access to give oil and gas directly to Germany and Central Europe.
Right, exactly.
The military engine, the biological and military and industrial heart of Europe, which is being shut down now by this war, by the way. That's the other thing that's happening.
That was a major sensitive area because Europe wanted to understand what would happen if Russia, the former workers' paradise, decided to ever invade the heart of Europe again. And that's why the whole area was heavily saturated with anti-armor, anti-personnel, anti-mines, okay? Everything that that could be used to stop an armored attack with thousands of Soviet tanks, Russian tanks, being used as a spearhead into Western Europe.
Right.
So it was overbuilt, okay, in a defensive manner. So, surprise, Vladimir Putin can't do anything with his legions and brigades of armor. He can't do anything in that area because he'd have to demine the whole area, and that is simply not going to happen. So he decides to go through Ukraine.
Right.
And
that makes sense. It's a business move, in other words.
Absolutely, in every sense of the word. But as a result, though, I'm down in Camp Roberts, training. I'm training the Waffen Commando the groups that are German. Okay, I'm training with them, and I have the medals to show for it. By the way. And then they decide to leave. The Germans were leaving, heading back to their Panzer groups in Germany. And so at that point, we all said goodbye, and we decided. And somebody with a helicopter flew down to Hollywood, actually Southern California, and picked up a copy of Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
And everybody says, oh, yeah, great movie. You know, we saw it, blah, blah, blah. It was with Matt Damon, okay? And so everybody's probably saying, okay, where's this guy going with this? Well, Yes, Saving Private Ryan was about World War II, fighting Germans and fighting Russians, okay,
right.
Especially Ukrainians. And so in the middle, out the middle of a battle, the battlefield there, the training battlefield in Camp Roberts with two tanks, two large M1 Abrams tanks, side by side, we set up a theater out in Camp Roberts. And we along with the Waffen Commando, we sat and watched. There was probably 300 people all together, and we watched Saving Private Ryan. So
in other words, what you're describing here is a battle as the Ukrainians were fought both the Nazis and the Russians.
Yeah, that's correct. Exactly.
Right. Okay, please continue.
And of course, Americans are actually in the movie itself,
okay, right,
with Matt Damon and several other actors. And so what I didn't understand was the attitudes that everybody would assume. Okay, I assumed that you know, my goodness, in the movie they're showing Germans being attacking other groups, Americans and so forth, and Russians, and the Jewish the Jewish question was brought up in the movie, and I didn't understand how these groups were going to take it. Well, surprise, the Germans actually were completely enthusiastic about not taking German prisoners, not allowing German prisoners in a European theater. The Germans in the audience were, okay, talk about hooting and hollering and carrying on. Well, the Germans were very enthusiastic about removing Germans from the Ukraine in the picture, Ukraine and Russia. All right. And so I thought, what is going on? So
right.
I didn't say anything because they were leaving the next day. But the situation was that as they were leaving, somebody said, oh, good thing you're leaving because the Ukrainians are coming in to train here. And I have never seen such a wild-eyed, hysterical response from the Germans about the Ukrainians. And so after seeing that, I can say that is absolutely whatever Vladimir Putin says about Germans being in the Ukraine and all this undiluted nonsense, okay, it is absolutely wrong. It is something that is being made up by Vladimir Putin. Absolutely. When terms denazification, what a bunch of nonsense.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge has issued the first outright acquittal of a defendant charged in the January 6th attack. Following a two-day trial, New Mexico engineer Matthew Martin was acquitted Wednesday on four misdemeanor charges by a judge. Martin claimed that he thought police allowed him into an entrance near the Capitol Rotunda. The judge saying based on a video of the scene that assertion was at least plausible and prosecutors failed to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. New sanctions against Russia are taking aim at the Kremlin's financial sector and the country's elites. President Biden, without proof, saying the ongoing sanctions are wiping out the past 15 years of economic gains in Russia. Biden once again condemning the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, calling it brutal and horrifying. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is in Washington, D.C., addressing a meeting of building and trades union leaders at their conference. The president says that his new task force on worker organization and empowerment will help ensure that more employers can choose whether to unionize.
By the way, Amazon, here we come.
Biden saying workers deserve health care, fair wages, and a chance for their voices to be heard. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Wednesday. Blinken saying NATO's military strategy will get some updates to address current global issues.
Going toward the NATO summit, a new strategic concept that will be very, very much informed by what's happening now in Europe, but also by other challenges that we have to face together as an alliance.
Stoltenberg saying NATO will be consulting with its Asian partner countries to discuss the Ukraine invasion. This is USA Radio News.
News. USA Radio News.
No news.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-886.
This to be clarified for people so they understand what's going on. What I'm seeing is a battle that looks to me like it's going to collapse food supply, the economy, and march us toward World War III. Now, why were the Russians kind of tempted to do this? Because apparently over the last 8 years, the Ukrainians have been bombing the Russians and the citizens, like of the Donbass. I saw this in Christmas, two or three Christmases ago. They were actually bombing these civilians and killing a lot of civilians where the Ukrainians were, because they're speaking Russian and working with the Russians. Now, the Russians have brought down their representatives to take over this territory. In fact, I saw the sign being put in the central town of Mariupol. And the word that they say in Russia, which they see in their media, is that they're denazifying Russia, which is, sounds foolish to me. Or the fascists that control eastern Ukraine. So apparently, we've been training the Ukrainians to be ready for battle. And we're bringing all kinds of equipment so the Ukrainians can actually fight the Russians. Both sides are actually building up toward a battle that's ultimately going to be cyber hacking, food supply, economics, affecting the Russian ruble, etc., and the petrodollar. Clarify this a bit for us, because my just gut feeling tells me that we're dealing with two different sides of an issue that's luciferic and aromonic, evil on one side, and the family on the other. For example, Putin says he's restoring and trying to protect 300 different denominations or groups of people that are part of the Russian, you know, in his own speech. And protecting the family base is almost like a religious representative of a Russian Orthodox Church. He travels with a Russian Orthodox minister. And Putin presents himself not just as a politician and as a business leader, but also as almost like a modern Russian prophet. And now I know they say that the letter of Fatima, which you're going to go out there, and I think it's 10 days from now, and go to Portugal, you're going to some kind of ceremony what they're going to do in Fatima, Portugal. And I'd like to see if you can tie this all together so people understand what the hell is going on here and why is this saying that the Fatima prophecy will be released during the Russian war in Ukraine right now. Because it's happening today, so it means something prophetically is going to be opened up here very soon. It's going to do bring what we call worldwide reform of the church and the population of Earth. What's happening?
Okay, if I can back up for a second, in reference to Ukraine, and I was referring to the area of Galicia, which is different from Russia. All right, it involves the area of Kaliningrad, Poland, Slovakia, back then Slovakia, and a little eastern portion of Hungary, and with a northern tip of Romania. Okay, so that is Galicia, and that is, and if you notice who is responding to the issues of the invasion of Ukraine, it's all those countries I just named.
Right.
Okay, so they're in the process of responding and actually sending weapons and probably personnel. So
we're already in World War III. We just are not declaring it there.
Right. Exactly. Well, if you look at a map of where World War I happened, it's those countries right there that I just named, and I also include Germany, but also I forgot to mention Moldavia. So, as I remember correctly, Ukraine is right in the center of all of this action, in the center of the transfer point of moving petrochemicals. And that's the most important thing is moving oil and LNG, liquefied natural gas, to the Sea of Azov. Okay, you've heard of the
right.
Army of Azov. Okay,
right.
And so forth. There, and of course that immediately passes through the Dardanelles into the Black Sea.
Right.
And so that's what is happening right now. If you look at all the hot spots that are going on in Ukraine, all the attacks, all the armor, all this the city is being wiped out. Okay, in that crescent shaped attack, a forward attack that is being initiated from Russia into Ukraine. That is exactly what's going on. It's that crescent shape just from.
No, they've fell back from the western Ukraine. I don't get the impression that this battle by any means is over, or that the Russians are kind of giving up. I get the impression that they're restatuating, so if they wanted, they could shell those kind of parts. But at the very least, if they get an agreement, they're going to get the eastern Ukraine and a revenue resource to get their oil through to the Black Sea. Am I right or am I wrong? Because I get the impression that the Russians bit off more than they chewed, and it could be a 3 or 4 to 1 Ukrainian to Russian army. And although they are getting their butt kicked in the cities because we trained them and gave us equipment to the Ukrainians, they don't have control of the air yet. Once they get control of the air, the Russians are done. And I'm not sure how the Russians are going to finally settle this. My guess, at least for the time being, they're probably going to get their access port to bring the oil in from the east and make billions of dollars on it, being one of the major oil energy suppliers to Europe and the rest of the world, right?
Well, what I see is this thing grinding on because there's no reason, in terms of supplies and transportation and actually operations, it's going to grind on for a long time. All right, for probably at least several months until, and this is what I foresee going on, happening. Is that Vladimir Putin decides that the death squads that he has had operating in this area, and I believe everybody understands that after looking at those photos,
right,
in the last 48 hours, those death squads are becoming ineffective, and they're possibly antagonizing people to the point to where they're resisting even in a stronger fashion. He is going to start utilizing unconventional weapons.
Right. Now what you're saying is as the Russians fail with their strategy of one-on-one battle in the corners and streets, they're going to back off and use unconventional weapons, chemical, biological, nuclear, like fuel air bombs and pits and nuclear bombs and so on. And because their death squads will stand back and kill from a distance, is what you're saying.
Well, yes, that's a fair way to put it. But the situation is Vladimir Putin just got through exercising in the Middle East, in Syria, the use, and he also gained access to Bashar Assad's. But Bashar Assad's regime in Syria, Vladimir Putin has gained access to all that WMD that Bashar Assad had. And so the thing is that included, highly, highly dangerous bacteriological weaponry and also chemical weapons.
Right.
Yeah. I know for a fact.
So, in other words, the timeline is, as we're heading toward the election in 6 months, we're heading toward a chemical, biological, nuclear war in the Ukraine. And I hear some of the threats from Zelenko, and I think this is going to get very ugly. The source of fertilizer and fuel is going to collapse the petrodollar in the world economy and food supply worldwide. I already heard there were already food riots in Indonesia, which is a Muslim country, because they see this coming. A lot of their fertilizer and so on comes from Russia. Things are going to get very hairy here, aren't they? And as the crops start to fail or people don't have enough food, you're going to start seeing some very bizarre behavior, aren't we?
I do believe so. And by the way, when you say fertilizers, I believe that's the ammonia phosphate.
Right.
In this area, especially along the Volga and the Don River, as in the Don Basin, okay?
They dig it up and take it.
Actually.
They can dig it up and use it as fuel fertilizer, right?
Yes, absolutely. But I do believe that the...
I'm contractor.
Hi.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com.
Civilians is what I heard. Even if they had white armbands on their arm, they're firing at civilians, they're killing civilians, even though if you have the white armbands, I mean, I'm a civilian, don't shoot at me because I'm not, you know, I'm not your enemy. Right?
Right.
So why now the Russians are doing that because they can't do the street-to-street battle, so when they try to engage on a short range, they had to back off and use long-range artillery because the Russian artillery is the best in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, the 125-millimeter guns are just devastating.
Right.
And
that's how they beat the Germans in the Second World War, was long-range artillery, wasn't it?
Yes, right. You know, and their armored vehicles, too. Their tanks, the T-34s at the time, yes, are excellent vehicles that were actually even better than the German armor that had invaded Russia. So, have Dan call me back in 1 minute. I will find out. I will notify Don Gron that I will be on his show very shortly.
Okay.
All the stuff that I'm explaining.
Yeah, don't go away long because we only have a few minutes left here and we want to continue. So here's what I see going on here. Russia is determined to take back and reestablish the Soviet Union. The weakness of the world economy and the fact that Russia is perceived as a very weak president, very weak NATO, tells me that they have intention to take back not only Ukraine, but also take back Poland, Georgia, the Baltic republics, probably Norway and Sweden, etc. And many of these republics have dramatically reduced the size of their military. NATO is now rebuilding itself back up again very quickly. And, of course, Biden has been delayed in terms of getting equipment through to Ukrainians to fight against the Russians, because if the Ukrainians lose this battle, they not only take over Ukraine, but also take over control of energy production and to Germany, and ultimately control Central Europe, which is what the Russians want to do. They want them to be captured in terms of economically and energy captured, and basically under the thumb of the former Soviet Union, either directly or indirectly. So it's my impression that if we don't stop the Russian moves here, we're moving toward World War III. The Russians are going to do whatever they can, including this massacre in Vukovar. They pull back, but they doesn't mean they lost the war. It means they pull back because they couldn't do short-range interaction with the Ukrainians, who are trained with these advanced weapons and buried in streets and so on north of Kiev. But what they did is they took this town, just shot at civilians and killed a lot of them, the Russians did, and so they were massacred them because that's how they take over a town or city. If they can't win by normal combat, they're going to just basically do call scorched earth policy. Do we have Greg Ford back now? Let's see if we got him back.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to fill in here. But what, do you think that Russia is trying to take back the Soviet Union? Yes or no?
They're not trying to take back the Soviet Union. What they're trying to do is establish permanent markets for their natural POL, okay?
Right.
Primary oils and liquids.
Right. And once they do that, they're able to control the central economy of Germany and France and so on, Central Europe. So basically, NATO becomes irrelevant because it's economically and financially and energy-wise, they're tied to Russia, is what you're saying.
And I want everybody to look this name up, okay? It's Nord Stream 2, all right? Nord Stream 2 is coming out of the Perovskite Basin, Siberia, and proceeding through the Ukraine, and also a part of it branches off into the Baltic Sea. And so all these products of oil, the lowest sulfur rate, the sulfur content in the world, and it's being shipped to the Black Sea, and it's also being shipped to the LNG is being shipped to the Baltic Sea. That's the Nord Stream.
That Nord Stream tunnel was actually shut down by Biden and the Germans. It was about to be opened up here, and they actually decided to shut it down right in the beginning of this war, right? The pipeline, the pipeline was actually finished by the Russians, all the way down the Baltic, is that right?
The Russians and the American engineers.
Right, American engineers working with the companies actually building that fuel line to bring oil into Germany. Now, Germany will actually, in the middle of this thing, what could happen is it could freeze in the dark. We're going through the tail end of winter, but spring. If they lose their fuel, their industry, which is the central engine of industry in Europe, will shut down, right?
Well, if you look at the Baltic, you know, that includes Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Poland, okay? All those countries are looking to have liquefied natural gas, LNG, and of course, the Black Sea, they're looking to have this sweet, what's called sweet oil,
right?
Sulfur content oil,
right?
And all of those. If I understand this from my sources that are saying that virtually there has been no stress put on the Russians, on their market as in terms of these products, these POLs, primary oils and liquids. Okay, no stress has been put on since they invaded Ukraine, and in fact, they've actually their markets have become stronger as a result. Yet, in spite of the embargoes,
right? In other words, what you're saying, Russia's making more money rather than less, and their actual markets are getting stronger. And the chances of the Russians, especially taking over eastern Ukraine, is they're also going to be almost certainly in the next few months taking over the actual permanent access to Europe and liquid natural gas and the sweet oil for Central Europe, which literally confounds what's called the Grand Reset and New World Order, because the Russians are the primary ones fighting against it. Now, I'd like you to explain that in terms of the letter to Fatima, because you mentioned that you're going there next week, I think 10 days from now or 9 days from now. What do you expect to see? What do you expect to see there? What are they planning on doing?
Well, I'm going to Fatima, okay, Portugal, just on invitation, specifically invitation, and I'm going to be sitting there listening to what several religious people have to say and government people have to say, okay? And so I'm going there for that.
What do you expect to find out? What do you anticipate, in other words?
I'm not going with a preconceived notion of what I'm going to be told. Okay, given where it is,
let me mention what they've stated. The statement of videos I've seen said the great revelation of the third letter of Fatima will be released when there's a great peak of the war with Russia and Ukraine. That was actually said many years ago, back in the 70s. So this prophecy is going to happen probably in the next few weeks or months, and it's going to happen at the peak of this war with Russia and Ukraine. and it's something to do with the revelation of the return of Russia to, you know, if you want to call it, to the family and return to God and something. But something is supposed to, some great, great renewal is supposed to happen in the middle of this conflict with Russia and Ukraine. That's what I've heard.
Well, I don't know if that will be articulated to me, but I will be there to receive.
Yeah, you're going to find out what's going on because there's obviously they know things. Well, here's what I suspect. I'm going to throw this out in the last minute or two, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow. The real ultimate battle is either the family or transhumanism. The globalists, including the Draco reptilians that run the world for Satan, and the materialistic atheists, they want to basically control human genetics and get rid of the human race, get rid of women, and that's why they don't even want to have sex. That's why they have 29 different designations or more of sexual orientation. So they actually eventually grow human fetuses like they do in this lab, and I mentioned earlier in China. So the human reproduction is basically controlled by the state, including human genetics, human consciousness, etc. And we're also wired in through 5 and 6G and nanochips in our body and our brain, directly through to what's called the Virtual World Project. In other words, the virtual world is not just the world out there, it's the world inside our cybernetic, inside our head, and even the control of the genetics. And if you don't have a mother and father and family, you're actually creating a biolab. That's what the future of the globalists want. And my suspicion is the Russians are fighting against that right now, along with maybe there'll be in the future other groups like the higher caste in India, the conservatives in China, and other places, and conservatives here in the West are realizing the battle is ultimately between the family and transhumanism and Satanism. Does that make sense?
Yes, in an esoteric way, yes.
Yeah. All these other things like the nuclear war and the battles and the financial things are all secondary things. The ultimate battle is a battle over the genetics of the human race. As it says in the book of Enoch and the book of Ezekiel 38-39, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. I believe we're in those days right now. Do you think so?
Well, as the Chinese like to say, we're living in...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Rejuvenated, happier you.
Unquine at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.